Welcome to Agent's Dossier, a Delta Green actual play series brought to you by 12 Sided Stories. And now your GM, Wes Otis.
Everybody, welcome to Agents Dossier, episode 3, and let me throw it over to Mac.
Hey guys, I'm Mac, and I'm going to be playing Desiree Kimball, who is sort of a cat burglar type and was really confused at the end of the last episode.
Yes, very much so. So to recap on the last episode, our poor Desiree had gotten arrested and thrown in the clink, where she was given a choice of basically selling her fence friend Lonnie down the river or doing the time. She had a lawyer named Eric Reitman helping her out. He was a public defender and obviously overworked. She took the plea and didn't sell Lonnie down the river. She was then approached by Tina Way, who was this agent from the FBI, who offered her a deal. They needed her skills to get an item that she had already stolen back from a senator's vault. She said yes, because getting out and seeing her partner, Sonia, was an important thing to her. Sonia and her had this conversation on the phone, and though Sonia loves her, there's only so many times your partner can get thrown in jail before you get a little upset about it. So it's understandable. She took the deal and she went out to the house, broke in. She dressed up. She almost got caught by this security guard, but quickly dressed up as the senator's daughter and did a great job. Got to the vault where she's supposed to find this item to steal back. And standing there in a, I would say, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. kind of outfit, a tight leather outfit, was Tina Way, who had obviously also snuck in and was just waiting for Desiree to show up. That's basically where we left it.
Yeah, it was me going, what the fuck?
What the fuck?
I assumed it was somebody else trying to get in at the same prize and tried to call them out on it as the senator's daughter, quote unquote. And yeah, that was a mind fuck.
Yeah. So Agent Way is standing in the middle of the room, and you can just tell from your years of fencing items that there are a lot of items in here that would make your decade if you were able to actually fence them. But you know that like fine art can be hard to move. You have to find a special buyer who's not going to like, hey, look, I just got this wonderful Picasso. Wait a minute, that was stolen 3 weeks ago, jackass. So that's hard to, you know, it's hard to move. And she goes, I thought you would get here faster. And what's with the getup?
First of all, fuck you. Second of all, I ran into a security guard and needed a disguise. So,
well, you're very good at disguises. I mean, I can see through it because I was expecting you to be here. And I know exactly where the daughter is right now. But you look from afar, you look pretty good.
Gee, thanks. What are you doing here?
Well, I wanted to see how well you could get in here. You did well. You could have been a little faster. You see the piece of art over there on the fake Roman pedestal he's got? There's a couple of Roman pillar things that it's about like 4 feet high and a little tacky next to some of these paintings that he's got on the wall. She goes, you see that over there? Can you grab that?
Yeah, hold on a second. And I'm going to go over and look at it and like assess if there's any security risks in grabbing it.
Okay, cool. Give me an alertness roll.
All right. My alertness is very high, so hopefully. Thank God my alertness is high. I rolled an 81 under my 90.
Oh, yeah. Okay, cool. So, you're checking it out, and sure enough, there's on the backside of it, you see this really thin string that's connected to the top of it. If you didn't look for it the way you did, you wouldn't have noticed it before you grabbed it. So you did good.
Yay, I did a good.
You did a good. What do you want to do?
I want to disable this weird string thing.
Give me another alertness roll, because I want to see if you...
34.
Okay, so by looking at this, you know that usually you would just snip the wire and you'd be fine.
Sure.
But it's hooked from the back to the base of this gaudy Roman pillar thing. And then it goes inside of the Roman pillar down to about midway. You notice that there's a hatch that you can open up. Mm-hmm. And inside of that is this mechanism that if you cut the tension, it goes off. If you pull the tension, it goes off. You have to basically figure out how to undo the mechanism without setting it off. And Agent Wei goes, well, what's taking you so long? Guard's going to be here any minute.
Yeah, well, I think they'll be here a lot faster if I set off the security on this.
Well, okay, what you going to do about it?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Have I seen anything like this before? And does it have moving parts?
Yes, it does. The line is taut, and mm-hmm. you see, like, different cogs and stuff, or pulleys, I guess, that are tight, so that, like I said, if you cut it, they spin off, and it sets off the alarm.
With those spinning parts, are they gears where they've got...
Yes.
Okay. I was thinking that I can put something in there to keep the gear from spinning once the tension is changed. And I happen to pick up those AirPods.
True.
And I'm wondering if I can use the back end of one of those because it's thin and wedge it into one of these gears so that it can't spin.
Absolutely. I think that's a great idea. So you do that. I'm not going to make you roll. And you're able to snip the line without letting go of any pressure or breaking the tension. And you now have the small statue.
Okay. Add to inventory.
I don't know if you've ever played World of Warcraft, but they always like, it's like, I picked up a head. Why do I have six heads in my basket now?
Why wouldn't you have six heads in your basket? Like, you're doing it right.
Exactly. So do you have on gloves? Probably not, I'm guessing.
I probably would have brought some with me.
So do you feel like you would have put gloves on before you touched the statue and the stuff?
Yeah, I've been doing this for a long time.
True, absolutely.
Yeah.
I didn't know with your disguise if you would have one on, but I
would have shoved them in the pocket, or, you know, I'm still wearing my outfit underneath the disguise stuff, so...
Okay, so, so you grab it. She's like, all right, let's get going. And she starts walking out the door. As you guys get to the stairs where you came down, you hear the security guard starting to walk down the stairs, and she stops at the threshold to where he's approaching, and she says, all right, how do you deal with this?
Watch and learn. And I'm going to walk out because I'm still disguised. And going to go looking like I'm very confused and just completely ignore the security guard being there and look around like I'm looking on the floor and I'm looking on shelves. And
you're just going to stay in the room and let him come in.
Yeah. And I am basically looking like I am actively looking for something.
Okay. So he comes down. What was your disguise percentage again?
I think it's, yeah, it's 80.
Okay. I'm rolling because, you know, tension. So Agent Wei goes behind one of the long, like, tapestry curtain things I was talking about before.
Sure.
Let's see how you do. Why are you down here? Your father doesn't want you down in this area. There's too many expensive things for you to break.
Yeah, you know what else is expensive? AirPods. I can't find my other AirPod. I have no idea where it is. I've looked everywhere. This is the last place to look.
Well, if it's not down here, you should go upstairs.
I think you should go and do your job, and your job doesn't include harassing me.
I'm sorry I wasn't harassing you, but I do have a job, and it is to make sure that this room is secured. And
also to make sure that I'm safe, and right now I'm not safe because I can't find my other AirPod.
Okay, your AirPods aren't going to... All right, anyway, they're not down here. Let's go upstairs.
You go upstairs. I'm going to finish looking here, and then, I don't know, I just leave me alone.
Yes, ma'am. And then he does like a cursory look around. You see? Okay. Passes right by where Agent Wei is standing and then goes up the stairs. Agent Wei comes out and goes, wow, you're very convincing.
Yeah. I've been doing this for a while. Let's get the fuck out of here.
Sure, let's go. Now, we can't do that again, because every time you interact with him, there's a possibility that he's going to figure out who you are. So let's just try stealth at this point and get out of here.
Yeah.
So what I want you to do is give me a stealth roll.
Okay. Even the skills I'm really good at, I just worry I'm going to roll something real bad.
Yeah.
But I rolled a 17.
That's super good.
Yeah, I'm feeling real good about that. Good dice.
Do they know we're not playing Otherworld Blenden? Is that it?
Clearly. Although, to be fair, I make some of my roles in Otherworld Blenden.
You do. We just like giving you a hard time because...
You're the worst?
Well, you're good at giving us a hard time, so especially me. I'm not saying anything, but I do get a hard time.
It does sound like you're saying something, Wes.
Maybe a little.
It sounds like you're saying something.
maybe just a little. Yeah, you guys get out, no problem. You cross the street, and there's this black SUV with blacked out windows waiting for you, as you could probably imagine. And leaned up against it with a smoking a cigar and in a black suit with a bright pink tie is Rebecca, who you were inmates with. Just a couple of days ago. She takes a big drag off of her cigar and goes, what took you guys so long?
That seems to be the question of the night. I think that the question you should be asking is, was the job completed?
Well, if you're standing here with Agent Wei, I think that everything went the way it should. And Agent Wei nods. All right, get in the car. We got things to talk about.
Clearly.
She gets in and you get in the back and you guys drive off and you find yourself at a small diner, little 24-hour greasy spoon, and Agent Wei orders some coffee. Rebecca goes, what do you drink? What do you want?
You know, I would kill for a beer right now.
Me too. Two beers, anything but Pabst.
Oh, and, yeah. We're not complete savages.
Yes. So I'm sure you have questions. Why don't you ask some and we'll respond as we can.
How's your knitting going?
It's well. I'm doing a scarf. You do a lot of scarves and blankets. The sweaters take a long time.
And also, what the actual fuck?
Well, the item that you stole, it's going to be hard for you to believe right now. And I don't want to tell you too much because it's a lot to take in. And I understand that. But the item that you stole is, it's dangerous. The things that it's made out of are dangerous to humans, and it's best if it was disposed of, but we were supposed to get it before you did, and you beat us to the punch.
Oh, and I've been touching it this whole time, so that's cool. I mean, is it gonna kill me through my gloves, or...
No. The fact that you have gloves is why it didn't affect you. Skin to the abject is the problem. And from what we can tell, you've never touched it with your skin, because if you had, you wouldn't be here right now.
And you didn't think this was information I should have prior to breaking in and stealing it again?
Well, this was obviously a test. You have a lot of skill. And we feel that you could be useful and that you could use gainful employment instead of just being an okay burglar. I mean, you did get caught twice.
The second time was a fucking setup. I don't know how many times I have to keep saying that. That was... Well,
setup or not, you should have saw it coming. I mean, you know.
Dirty pool. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, you did a good job. You did get the item the first time. You got set up by the local PD. We were watching. Everybody was watching. And, you know, you handled yourself well. You didn't throw your friend under the bus, which was another point in your favor. You got to know you can trust someone even if the situation is bad. And we deal with really bad stuff. And the waitress comes over, puts down two beers and the coffee. And she goes, waffles, strawberries, whipped cream, hash browns. Well, you want anything?
Same. Why not?
Agent Wei goes, ugh, So many carbs. I'll have eggs and I don't know, just eggs and a vegetable. And Rebecca goes, why do you eat like that? That's not...
She's got to fit in her cat suit.
Yeah.
It's very, very flattering, by the way.
Thanks. Rebecca goes, yeah, that is a bonus. I wish I was that young. She takes a big old drag off of her, cigar. But at this point, fuck it. Carbs and cigarettes and, you know, booze.
Yeah, and statues that can kill you. Yeah, so I believe I did the job. I believe that I am due a bit of freedom. Some money was supposed to come my way. And then I am free to do pretty much what I want from there, yeah?
True. So here's the point where we offer you a position. This envelope, she pulls out an envelope, has 10 grand in it.
Okay.
And this envelope, she pulls out another envelope. She goes, this envelope has 50 grand in it. If you want the 50 grand envelope, you'll come work for us. This is a signing bonus. That means that you have full government paid insurance. That means if you have trouble with the law, it's a little easier to get out of it. It means you don't have to steal unless it's part of your job, which it will be. But I have to tell you, let's eat and then you should think about it before you say anything, because I want to show you one more thing.
Yeah.
Before you make your decision. Okay.
Because I'm sure there's some catch to this beyond the fact that I still feel like I'm trapped in a 90s action movie.
We like that aesthetic and we're sticking to it. That's why she wears the cat suit. That's why I smoke the cigar and eat bad food.
Well, you're nailing it.
Lean into it, because that's where we're at right now with this. Anyway, eat your food and we'll go to the last location. I know that sounds scary, but it's don't let it be.
Yeah, I'll try.
You guys go to this sketchy part of the city, and there's this warehouse that you guys pull into. She goes, all right, let's deal with the statue. You guys get out in the warehouse, and there's a table. Put it on the table.
Okie dokie.
So here's the deal. This job requires you to confront reality as it truly is. The reality that we are really specks of dust compared to other life forms out there, and that we have to keep the public from knowing about the life forms. She says, come over here to this grate, and there's this grate in the floor, like a trap door with bars.
Mm-hmm.
And she takes out her gun and she shoots it up in the air. Suddenly, from the pit below, in the darkness, you hear... And then, without warning, two huge hands with claws grab on. They're, like, really white, like bone white. Mm-hmm. They grab onto the cage. And you see this deformed, disgusting-looking face slam up against the bars, trying its best to get to you.
I definitely, like, take a step back. I think I trip on my own feet and end up, like, falling on my butt.
Okay, so you trip back, and she takes the gun in her hand and shoots the thing in the head. And it falls down to the ground.
What the fuck was that?
That was a ghoul. You need to make a sand check for me, though, real quick. So it only gets your sanity.
All right. Let me find that on my sheet here. 45. So. I did not make it. I rolled a 79.
Okay. 1 second. Okay. So it was just a one. You take just, it's, you're just shocked. You're just like, oh, fuck. But nothing too bad.
Okay.
She goes... That's reality. There are cursed items that if humans touch them, they go insane. There are books with knowledge in them that nobody should know. There are monsters that dig up our dead and eat them. there are creatures that cause horrible things to happen. I show you the least of the horrors with the understanding that we are keeping people like your parents, your partner safe by keeping them in the dark. This knowledge we learn can change us and lead us down a dark path, but the work is really important. That's why we need people like you who are skilled, who are smart, and who can handle themselves. You'd get training, of course, but it's dangerous.
Yeah, I'm kind of getting that feeling. I straighten myself up and get off the ground and stuff. And I've got, I'm sure, a limited amount of time to think about this.
Yeah, we actually have a job set up for you in about a week if you take it. Nothing big, just a problem. You got a flyer in your pocket, don't you?
Yeah. Well, what's that got to do with anything?
It's the job you're going to be on. We planted it there to see if you'd grab it or not. But it did exactly what I thought it would.
Man, I was thinking I'd take my girlfriend to that. Fuck that, then.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. And this whole time, Agent Wei is over there, like, setting up this very small amount of C4 onto the statue. You hear the creature in the pit start to move around.
Wait, that thing's not dead?
Oh, they're really hard to kill. I just stunned it. Yeah, they...
A direct headshot just stunned it?
Yeah, sometimes some of the creatures are hard to put down.
You just want me to steal things, though, right?
You might have to do some other things as well. Your first job is going to be hard, but yeah, when you're not working, the money and the relaxation and the ability to travel anywhere and the fact that you're going to be keeping yourself and your friends and your family safe... Touching that statue over there, and that's just one artifact, would have driven you insane to the point of not being able to know what your name is or what you're doing. You would have had to be institutionalized. That's something that can't be allowed to exist in our world, so we fight against it as best we can.
Look, if I take this job, if... What about Sonya if something happens to me? I need to know that she would be taken care of.
Part of your contract would be an accidental death insurance policy. So if you die during work or because of something related to work, Sonya would be taken care of for the rest of her life. She also would never know. She can never, ever know what you do.
I don't think I would ever, ever want to tell her either.
You have to lie to her about what you're doing because, number one, that's too much stress for her, but also it puts you in danger too, and her. It's kind of like the superhero thing. You don't.
Yeah, I'm getting that back to sort of that whole 90s vibe that we were talking about earlier. Yeah, you... Aesthetic you have.
We try.
Well, fuck it. Show me the contract.
So she goes, we'll take a look at it in the car. We're going to blow up this building and the thing down there and this statue and be done with this part of it. Come on. And so you guys go back out of the car and you drive a good distance away. And there's two explosions. One's in the pit with the creature and then one's with the statue. Sets the place on fire. Like I said, it's a pretty run-down area. You hear Agent Wei call the cops, says, hey, there's a fire, and gives the address, then just hangs up. About 5 to 10 minutes later, a couple fire trucks show up, and she hands you the contract. And it's pretty straightforward. Just says that you make about $150,000 a year. You have access to petty cash to deal with movement. You will be given a code name. You're supposed to use that code name with your other agents. The agency's called Delta Green. they don't tell you much beyond that. I'm going to let you pick what your code name is.
Ooh, that's dangerous.
So you're in cell K, and you just need to come up with an agent name, like from Reservoir Dogs, where it's Agent Black, Agent Pink, Agent Blue, whatever you want to do.
I think it's actually more fun if I let you assign me a code name.
Okay, I will. I will think about it.
Okay. Just for funsies, and that way you can get back at me for all of the ribbing that I've done to you, because I'm sure you're just itching to get some revenge.
Oh, not at all. not at all. The next day, I mean, it's like 2 a.m. when you get home or back to the hotel. What do you want to do? Like, what are your thoughts? Who would you contact? Would you contact Sonia first and talk to her about anything, or would you, you know, contact a friend or?
I think I would walk to the nearby liquor store.
Okay.
Go and get myself a bottle of good whiskey. And probably it's 2 a.m. I probably spend until the sun comes up sipping at whiskey and just thinking about my life.
Right. Have I made the right choices? And you've got an envelope of 50 grand. And you're sitting in this like shit hotel.
Yeah. And I'm probably sitting there just sort of staring at it intermittently and staring out the window, thinking about it. And so the next morning I get up and go to Lonnie's pawn shop looking for rings.
Lonnie says, oh, it's good to see you. They dropped the charges mysteriously. And I thought maybe you had something to do with that.
Nope. I mean, what would I have to do with it?
Well, if you did, I appreciate it, kid. I didn't want to spend any more time in jail than I already have.
Well, I'll take your thanks, but I can't say that I did anything.
So, looking for a ring. Getting serious?
I hope so.
Yeah, I'm sure she'll say yes.
Well, I don't know. She was pretty pissed off at me.
What kind of ring do you think would be perfect for Sonia?
I actually look to pick out something that's a little more unusual than just like a plain diamond ring.
Okay.
So I'd be looking for something that's a little more antique. And I would say that maybe I come across a silver ring that's got a beautiful inlaid cameo.
Okay. Can you do me a favor now? We've done this before, but in Delta Green, there's a luck thing, but the luck is 50-50. So just roll a luck roll for me.
18.
Awesome. Okay. So you look and you look and you're not really seeing anything. And he goes, what are you looking for exactly?
I don't know. Something classy, something unusual. She's not going to do with the plain band with diamonds in it. It's not her style.
Give me a second. And he says, you know, I don't have everything out here. He goes in the back and comes back out a few moments later with a box. It looks like just a regular old wooden box. He goes, you know, I'm never going to get married. I had a couple of girlfriends for a while, but I'm getting older now, and, you know, I think that this might be what you're looking for. And he opens the box up, and there is, sitting on the bottom of it, is a ring. If you did test the metal, it's probably gold and platinum. It looks like it's from the late 30s.
Okay.
It's got this really intricate pattern in it. And so it's not like a regular band. It's got this like really nice pattern, which if you wanted to, I'll leave this up to you, but if you wanted to draw it out and have it as something that I can show to the Patreon people, we can do that. But it's very Art Deco looking.
Okay.
It has a ruby in it instead of a diamond.
Okay.
He goes, you know, I think that you probably had more to do with me getting out than you're saying. I just want to say thank you. So I think you should have this.
I'm happy to pay for it. I've got the money.
I don't need the money. I mean, you're gonna make me money in the future, I'm sure. This is just a friendly thing.
Well,
this isn't business.
It's perfect. Are you sure?
I wouldn't be offering it if I wasn't.
Okay. Well, I guess I'm off to the florist real quick, and then I'll let you know how it goes.
Good luck. So you head out, go to the florist. Anywhere else you want to go before you head back?
I think it's probably just the florist, and then I'm going to head over to Sonia's.
All right. Where have you been? I thought I'd see you sooner. I called a couple of times.
I thought so too, but I got a job.
Doing what?
Consulting, if you could believe it.
Really? Consulting? What about?
Well, they needed someone with my skill set, so...
Is this legal?
It's legal. I promise you it's legal.
Okay, I don't... Look, I love you a lot. More than I like to admit, because it scares me that you are going to end up in jail for the rest of your life.
I know.
Is it a compulsion that you do these things? Is it the adrenaline? The flowers are nice.
The flowers are nice. I've got a good taste in flowers. I've got good taste in some other things too, like you, and like this. I get down on one knee and open up the box.
She's has this like perplexed look on her face, and then she goes, picks up the ring, and she's like, yes, of course. Thank you. I'm sorry. I'm just, it's so, I wasn't expecting this. But yes.
Well, what better time than when I can catch you completely off guard? You know, that's my favorite. You crinkle up your nose that funny little way. And
she laughs a little bit. So, and then you guys have a conversation and whatever, and you know, but she's very excited and kind of forgets about her line of questioning of why do you do this. So it was a good distraction. Yeah. But you guys have a wonderful dinner, wonderful evening, very romantic.
I like pull out all the stops without flaunting the money around. I try to. It's definitely a lot of very nice stuff. I take her shopping and go to dinner. And
at some point, she's going to ask, well, I mean, when will you be moving in? Or are we going to get a different place? This apartment's not the biggest.
I think that we should look for another place, a place that's ours.
I like that idea. It goes really well. She goes, I'm going to go out today, tomorrow, and I'm going to find you the perfect ring. This is beautiful.
You know, I don't need anything.
Oh, you need a ring if we're gonna do this the right way. I mean,
nothing too flashy, okay?
Of course not. But just be careful, and I'm glad you have a job. Where is it at?
It's working with. Like I said, you're not gonna believe this, but actually with law enforcement.
That sounds like a '90s action movie.
That's been my life lately. I don't know. It's just. Living the dream.
Criminal gets picked up for something, and then all of a sudden they're tapped to work for a federal agency. That sounds familiar.
What can I tell you? Stranger than fiction.
Yeah, as long as it keeps you out of harm's way, that's all that matters.
Yeah, and it's gonna help keep other people out of harm's way, too.
So you're not in any danger?
Well, I mean, define danger.
You won't get shot or... disappear or die on me. You're just consulting.
Just consulting.
Should make you make a sand check just for that sentence.
Oh, I can't tell her.
I know you can't, and that's why I asked the question, because it's good fun. All right, so the next morning, you guys have breakfast, and she goes, well, I have a lot to do today, and she heads out, and you get a text. The text just says, meet me at Rick's Cafe in 30 minutes. Look for the blue tie.
Oh, I just love a cryptic text. Oh, Jesus. I head out to Rick's.
All right. So when you get there, the place is packed. It's one of these like little indie coffee houses with like really kind of cool decorations and whatever. And there's a guy sitting there in a black tank top with Bermuda shorts that are bright orange and a silk blue tie around his neck. He's sipping on coffee, and he's got shades on, a white baseball hat with like paint smudges on it, and he's a white guy with a lot of bad tan days behind him. His skin looks like it's been burned quite a few times. And when you walk in, he kind of raises his cup to you.
So I walk over and sit down and...
Don't you want something to drink? It's coffee.
Maybe in a minute. I think I might have to call the fashion police first.
Good one. I like you. My name's Connor.
Hey, Connor, how did you get my number?
We work for the same people, and they needed me to contact you. Ergo, number.
Okay.
So,
Is there any way that you can prove that we work for the same people?
He looks around. He pulls out a badge. Now, his badge is for the ATF.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, so I work for the government. I work for the ATF, but I also work for the same agency that you work for as well. See, a lot of us work for several different agencies, but we all work on, and he doesn't say the name. He won't say Delta mm-hmm. Green, but he dances around the name. You've been recruited into the same thing. So anyway, there's my badge. Yes, I'm dressed in a terrible fashion because I find it comfortable and people tend to stay away from me because they figure I'm either nuts or I'm one of those really talkative guys who will just bother you in the store, like when you're waiting just by your groceries. So they tend to stay away from me.
Fair enough.
You know, those guys, hey, how's it going? Oh, I remember that. You know, it's annoying as hell. Anyway.
Yeah, it's not my speed.
Do you want coffee? You got good bagels.
Yeah, I'll take some coffee.
All right. Well, so you get some coffee. He goes, so here's the deal. I take it you probably got the initiation of there's crazy shit going on. And you probably saw some stuff to confirm crazy shit. Tonight's job's kind of easy. Well, it's not necessarily easy. Remember that plant? They gave you a flyer that said a bunch of band names, and one of them was the Graves End.
Yeah.
Well, the Graves End is a cultist group. They do a bunch of horrible shit. Anyway, they're going to be trying something at a nightclub tonight, actually. We need to deal with it. You're going to help us break into the back of the club. We can't go through the front. And once you get the back open, you're going to go through the club with earplugs in because you don't want to hear this kind of stuff. And you're going to open the front door to let the other set of agents in. And you're going to have to be very careful because the people in the club will not be in their right minds.
Oof.
Yeah, it's...
Are we talking robes and chanting and blood sacrifice here?
No, we're talking Norwegian death metal. They're dressed up like Norwegian death metal band, but they're really from New Jersey, so...
Well, then I definitely want the earplugs.
Yeah, yeah. They're not nearly as good as, like, some of the bands you hear. But you definitely need the earplugs. And when it's done, you'll get your first taste. There's going to be gunfire. I'm going to warn you now. And you are going to have to learn how to use a gun, but not tonight.
Thank you for that, at least. I mean, I'm not too shabby with a gun already, but not my style.
Well, unfortunately, after the thing that you saw, you know why it's good to maybe have something with some stunning power.
Yeah.
So
that should be fun. It's a club night. That's great. Everything's great.
Right. So anyway, I'll pick you up. You staying at that Fleabag hotel still, or are you somewhere else?
I give him an address that he can pick me up that's like the gas station that's down the way from where Sonia lives.
Okay, cool. Do you have any questions? I'm sure you have questions, but do you have any questions you want to ask me?
I mean, I don't know what to ask.
Nah, I get it. That's actually kind of good.
It sounds pretty straightforward, except for the whole crazy death cult chanting whatever thing.
What's your favorite horrible music that you don't admit to anyone that you like, but that you listen to in your car at full blast?
One doesn't ask a lady those questions.
Okay, well, if I was a gentleman, then I wouldn't. But I am asking, what's for me, Dancing Queen by ABBA is the track that I put on full blast when no one's looking.
Is this relevant? I hope it's relevant.
It's relevant.
Because otherwise,
it's
okay. Because otherwise you're straying into that weird guy territory you didn't want to be in.
Well, yeah. No, it's relevant.
I kind of enjoy listening to Christmas music year round.
Oh, yeah, you're one of those. Okay. That's great, though. That works well.
No. One of those, says the guy in this outfit with the tie. Come on now. Don't go music shaming me here.
Okay. You're right. I'm wrong. Bring your iPod or whatever you kids are listening to nowadays, your iPhone, and just have the best Christmas song ever on loop in your ears at full blast, and you'll be fine. Something that brings you happiness when you listen to it.
Okie dokie. This is going to be a weird fucking night.
Yeah. And actually, this is where we're going to stop.
No.
Thanks so much. That was fun. I had
yeah,
a lot
this
of fun.
Was great.
And I'm having fun leaning into the whole action movie thing. I think that's funny. So
you're welcome.
You're welcome. So where can our lovely listeners find you?
Well, if they're not creepily stalking me, please don't, because that's just, don't do that. You can digitally stalk me at Strange Like That. That's the Facebook, the Twitters, and the Instagrams. It's also my website. And you can also find me over at Happy Jacks RPG on every Monday playing games at 7 o'clock p.m. PST. And I hope to hear from you lovely listeners soon.
Cool. Thank you guys so much for listening. I'm Wes Otis. You can find my stuff on Plate Mail Games. You can find you guys. I mean, you're Patreon backers, so you know all of this stuff and where to find the show. You found us. Thank you so much for your support. We appreciate it. That's why we're doing this show, is because you guys are awesome enough to help us out. So thank you, and have a great week. Bye.